USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to troops in Iraq, marking the president's first visit to a U.S. military combat zone. Former CIA Station Chief Daniel Hoffman says trips like this are key for military personnel.
There's nothing more important to embassy staff than the president visiting and walking the ground and receiving what I think everyone would consider to be the most valuable briefings right on the spot from our best experts. It's also important for the president's relationship with the government of Iraq.
Hoffman was speaking there on Fox News. Folks are hitting the stores across America for day after Christmas shopping and returns. Heatha Herzog tells Fox News it's best to do those returns early in the morning.
When you get to the store early, like anything, people are a little bit more friendly to deal with. There are not a lot of people in there. You can get in there and out of there quicker.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
A scam that bilked hundreds of people out of hundreds of thousands of dollars is uncovered. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It was the feel-good story you wanted to believe, but GoFundMe says it's refunded everyone who contributed to a campaign involving a homeless veteran from Philadelphia who prosecutors now say schemed with the New Jersey couple to scam donors out of over $400,000. They allege that Johnny Bobbitt conspired with Caitlin McClure and her boyfriend, Mark D'Amico, to concoct the feel-good story about Bobbitt giving McClure his last $20 when her car ran out of gas. They raised the $400,000, but authorities say it was spent on luxury items and casino trips, mostly by McClure and D'Amico. In fact, the whole case came to light when Bobbitt ended up trying to sue them, saying he wasn't getting his share of the money, and that's when the story began to unravel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A troubling study came out that said more than 250 doctors who surrendered their medical license in one state due to medical malpractice were then practicing medicine in another state. The main reason? Because states do not check and they don't cross-reference when someone goes and applies for their medical license. Dr. Nicole Sapphire joins Fox News and says, we need to fix this.
You have physicians who, if they have voluntarily surrendered their medical license, and that means something really bad happened, but you voluntarily surrender your license to not have any action against you. But then they're going and practicing in other states. And so they found 250 doctors are actually doing this. But a larger number is actually people who have been disciplined in one state,
right,
meaning the board has taken action. They're now going to another state, and those actions aren't reportable on that other state. So patients are looking up their physicians in their state medical boards.
Dr. Sapphire explains.
The issue right now is we have a federal database that was started 3 decades ago for all of these reportable acts, anything from malpractice payouts, board actions, or hospital privileges being suspended. People aren't using this federal database. Most of the states, when they're licensing physicians, they're not even checking this database. So therefore, that information's not going on the state medical record. So the question is, what should we do? Should we have one centralized system that's run federally? Should we improve the robust state ones? And the second question is, should all this information be made public?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.